This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haugh on 670 The Score.
We talked yesterday about the NCAA Sweet 16 coming from just four conferences this year, SEC, Big 10, Big 12, and Duke of the ACC. In every other year since the round was created back in 75, there have been at least seven conferences represented. With no Cinderella teams or bracket busters remaining, does that mean no more expansion for the NCAAs? Could that be an unintended consequence of super conferences, NIL, and the transfer portal era?
That's a good question, but I don't think it will limit or defray anybody from, or I think there's going to be momentum for expansion, and it will be driven by dollars, like everything in college sports is these days. I don't think the decrease in buzzer beaters or the diminishment of the tournament overall because of that is going to change the reality. They're probably going to go to 76 or whatever, however many teams they want to expand to, they will. And we're just going to have to live with it. This is the reality that we have to grudgingly accept. I would like to see them regulate the transfer portal. I'd like to see them regulate NIL. Maybe revenue sharing will do a little bit of that in terms of having a quasi-salary cap in college sports. They've got to do something to allow you guys strike a balance between player empowerment and abusing the system so it creates what we have now, which is essentially chaos. You've got teams preparing for Sweet 16 games, having to worry about players who have already entered the transfer portal. Look at Michigan. Scottie Pippen's son reportedly already has entered the transfer portal, yeah, and they're getting ready to play the biggest
Sweet
game
16.
Of the season.
It's incredible.
That can't happen. And what happens is that's one example of what we're talking about with the lack of regulation. And when you have a lack of regulation to this degree, it makes the mid-majors that we used to celebrate at this week about, you know, how they're coming together and how they have such a tight, cohesive team because they've been together 2 or 3 years, the Loyolas of the world, the Valparaisos, the Butlers, the George Masons and VCUs, now those are quasi-junior colleges.
Yes.
They're developing talent for the major conferences, and so if you expand, you're going to get 15 teams from the SEC every year. You're going to get 15 teams from the Big Ten. You're going to get a lot of things that maybe are the unintended consequence of expanding the tournament. I don't like it, but it's something that we all have to brace for.
If his name was Scottie Porter, we wouldn't even be even saying one syllable about. The guy hasn't played in the tournament yet.
And your point being?
So what if he's transferring? He doesn't. He's not barely.
You're missing the point. No. You're so missing the point.
All right. Well, you could explain it to me. You could explain it to me. How about the Big East? Like the Big East, they need to get a team in. I mean, they can't even get in, let alone a MAC school or an Atlantic 10 school.
Okay.
And let's see what the ratings are, because we can say, oh, listen, we've had two buzzer beaters. Okay. Are we counting the first four? Or are we not counting the first four? Because we had a buzzer beater basically in the first four for Alabama State.
But you're really squeezing semantics here. You're sticking.
Well, which one is it, David?
There was one buzzer beater last weekend. We don't typically get one buzzer beater in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Let's see how the ratings.
If you're trying to argue that it's better because the TV ratings are up.
Let's see
I would
what the ratings are
that.
Like. Some people are saying that the tournament's dead. Because of the lack of Cinderella and the lack
of buzzer
beaters.
I'm not saying it's dead, but it's damaged. It's diminished. I'm not saying it's dead. I didn't say dead.
Didn't say you did. I said some.
Yeah, I like the idea of unintended consequences. So I think that all that we've seen here with the expansion of the super conferences, and I think that clearly. The SEC had the best teams in the nation this year, and they are well represented among the final 16 teams. What do they have? Seven of the final 16 teams. Pretty extraordinary. And they have the greatest upset story. They have the greatest odds against team in Arkansas. Coached by John Calipari, where they put the player, they spent the fortune to put the team together, and they're doing well. And that is not a Cinderella.
Mm-mm.
And there isn't one in this tournament. And I think what you're saying is accurate. I think the teams that are wiped out here are the ones that have become, as you say, junior colleges. You know, Loyola has a kid on their roster. Jaden Dawson just scored a career high 30-something points, and they won the second game in the NIT. That kid could be poached. Because he's a junior, and he could go somewhere. If you get Drew Valentine a job, maybe he will. Ditto Miles Rubin. They got this tall center. Kid can jump out of the gym. He's a great defensive player, and he blocks shots. And he's a sophomore in college. And I don't think the Ramblers are going to be able to come up with 150 to – whatever, 400,000 to keep him from transferring.
It's playing out in real time in front of us.
He may get $1 million.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly what we're talking about.
This is exactly the problem, and it's what it's it has damaged this tournament. This tournament is the first one that is pure NIL and pure portal, and you see these super teams that have been built through the portal, and you know it's just amazing that. The portal is already open, and you see a kid from Michigan, regardless of his name, going into the portal. I think it would have been a story no matter what. But
that's the point.
Story.
Thank you, Dustin. It would have been a story. Dusty May, the coach of Michigan, has to worry about a player on his team,
yes.
On his roster, in his locker room, being unhappy enough to enter the transfer portal. That's something that a coach preparing for the biggest moment of his career should not have to worry about.
And
that's my point.
And they're playing Auburn. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Worry about beating the trap.
He doesn't play.
You are so missing the point.
He hasn't played one minute in the tournament.
Then take him off the team. Like your
That's
response
why it shouldn't
to
matter.
That, your response should be to take him away from the group. Because that's a huge distraction.
It's a distraction.
And it's going on.
It's a total distraction.
They're getting ready to play Auburn.
If he's entering the transfer portal,
one of the best teams
and it's
in the
a
country.
Headline or not, he's complaining and grousing the teammates who are worried about beating Auburn's trap in defense, not worried about their buddy leaving town in a month.
It's
a distraction.
The only problem with the thing is that I got Michigan in the Final Four.
So does
Brandon.
We go.
And I mean, you read that story and you're going to spit something out.
It's not a self-interest in pointing that out.
His name was Scotty Porter. Nobody
I'd be
would
saying
care.
The same thing, Dustin Rhodes.
Wouldn't
I'd
be a headline
the same
on
thing.
The three-letter network or the four-letter network. You wouldn't even know about it.
Listen, Justin, people would know.
They would. People would know. And I can't believe you're using that as the crux to say that it's not a problem. It's a problem.
Give me a starter. Give me a starter in the Sweet 16 that's talking about transferring. Now we got a story. Now we got a problem. A guy who hasn't played a minute in the NCAA tournament's transferring?
Ooh, boy. Sound the alarms.
We got to get to a break, but we should continue talking about this. There's so much in college basketball that we have to talk about. And there's one extremely
let's talk about that when
absurd story out there.
Well, Dustin's got me in a bad mood. Let's talk about that when we come back.